Catch the Randy Rhoads Show live weekday afternoons right here on Progressive Voices Channel from 4 to 6 Eastern. You take from the drug addicted the ability to get mental health care coverage or rehab coverage, right? You take that away, and all that money that used to go to them for whatever their malady was, whether it was just being old and having no family left to take care of them and being in a nursing home, or if it was that they had gotten addicted to painkillers because of a doctor that prescribed it for a toothache, you realize oxycodone was a hospice drug. That's why it was invented. It was for end of life pain relief when there were no other options. That's when you started with the heroines, the synthetic heroines. That's when they started dripping you full of this or that. And that's when they put a fentanyl patch on your back and said, okay, be comfortable in your last days. Now you can literally go to the dentist. Really? And have a root canal, which, by the way, does not hurt because you're full of lidocaine when they kill and take out the root. And so there's no nerve there. So there's no pain involved at all. Maybe a little swelling of the gum. And you walk out of it with a Loratab. You walk out of there with a Vicodin. You walk out of there with like a major end of life drugs for a freaking procedure that literally takes the nerve ending out of the equation, so there's no freaking pain. That's possible. I mean, it's very sick. Okay, so now you're addicted, and you can't afford to go to a doctor and get the prescription, or you can't afford, or your doctor cuts you off and says, okay, I can't, they're watching me. I write too many prescriptions. Go to somebody else, whatever. And so what do? You get the craving, and you're like, I need the heroin. First you snort it, then you smoke it, now you're shooting it, and now you're selling it. I mean, this is crazy. And we have more deaths in this country now. You know, there was a New York Times article about the town that I'm broadcasting from. We're sitting here in Delray Beach, Florida, which is a 15-square-mile, very trendy hipster town, okay? This is a very cool place with lots of restaurants and stores. You don't see that in Florida. Florida is the land of the shopping mall. And the shopping mall has like become too cost prohibitive. So now we have the land of the outlet mall, where whatever they couldn't sell in the mall, they now sell an outlet mall on a big table. And you got to root through to find your medium, which there won't be any because everybody buys that size. Oh, if you're a man, it's an extra large. I understand. But honest to God, man, now we have this cool little hipster town that they really put some thought into when they developed it. So it's not sprawly. It doesn't look like Florida. It looks like a nice little city. Guess what moved into our nice little city? Sober Living Homes. And every year, our police officers get 5,000 overdose calls. 5,000 of them. 5,000. The leading cause of death in this country is opioid overdose. I mean, the leading cause of death. So either we get serious about this and do something and pass some laws that say that, if you're getting your tooth, if you're getting a root canal, you don't get an end of life hospice drug. And all he wants to do, this president, is, I mean, he promised that he wouldn't, but all he wants to do is take away essential benefits that protect people who end up in this terrible position because they believe that the doctor wrote them a prescription and so they should take it. And, I've seen people get addicted to, I saw somebody get addicted to fentanyl in less than 48 hours. Less than 48 hours after a surgery, a small surgery, small incision surgery that gave much relief to the chronic pain that was the reason for the surgery. That person got out of a surgery. There was a Band-Aid on the actual incision, Band-Aid, and they prescribed a fentanyl patch. And the fentanyl patch went right on the back, on the shoulder, and 2 days later, I did not know who this person was. I did not know. I didn't recognize any of the traits that are normally present in this person. And it took 3 months of really trying hard to get off of it. And finally they did. I have seen kids in my neighborhood, little kids in my neighborhood. To me, they're little kids. They're in the early 20s. start with the little Roxy codones, okay? They start stealing them from mom and dad or whatever. And then the next thing you know, they're crushing them up. And then the next thing you know, they're putting them on tinfoil and they're putting a lighter underneath it and they're inhaling. Oh my God, I have seen so many kids. So many kids, I thank my lucky stars every single freaking day that the kids that grew up in my house, they're all okay. They didn't do it. They didn't go down that bad road. One kid did. One kid did, and another one that I didn't really raise in my house died. And they're going to take away the one lifeline that the kids and the adults, you know, it knows no age. This kind of addiction has no biases. It has no color lines. It has no boundaries. It doesn't care if you're rich. It doesn't care if you're poor. It doesn't care anything about you. But it just snatches you up and it holds you in its grip and it's beatable. It's something that's doable. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4:00 Eastern.